Michael, good afternoon. Thanks
good
for coming
here,
in.
John. Thank you.
It's been quite a week, I'd say.
Yeah, listen, from a personal point of view, the last number of months have been certainly different to the last couple of years in terms of, I suppose, since maybe looking to get back back end of last summer through the autumn. I suppose it's been a long number of months, and then trying to build up to the levels that the team are at, I suppose, is something I'm still currently trying to do and work my way. So it's been a good start, positive start for the group, and 3 wins from 3 in the league. Championship just right around the corner now too. It's as we're focused and attention's to turn to. It's only 6 weeks away. Listen, it's been good to get back.
Yeah, once it starts, the weeks go in quickly, don't they?
That's the big change. Like, I suppose when I did finish up, there was a little bit more breathing space between games, put it that way. So this is the new kind of, the new season, the new fixture calendar. In a good way, it's great. Players want games coming thick and fast. If you pick up an injury or a knock or something like that there, it can be a little bit different. So it's hard to believe. As I say, 6 weeks to championship, and we still have 4 league games to play in that time. So wow. Before, I remember back when first started playing with Donegal, you might have got six weeks in the lead-in to a championship game. So it's definitely changed. It's grueling, but it's... But listen, that's what you want. It's games and it's football coming week in, week out,
Management mightn't prefer it, but do players prefer it that way?
I think in general, in fairness, when this was kind of first proposed, this kind of split season, I think, there was the players had been consulted long and hard about it, and the balance I don't think was struck right with the last kind of way that the season was set up, in so far as there was big gaps between games, 3-4 weeks between games, and there's only so much in analyse and so much training you can get yourself up for every game, and you're doing that throughout the course of the year was difficult. So in a way, listen, it's definitely that the season's got benefits. The downside, I suppose, from the inter-county player is the season now is 12 months of the year, because you go straight from that, you go straight into your club game, and then you're back into your inter-county season swing again. So the club player's point of view, I think they have a better idea to know what their season's like. I've experienced that the last couple of years. You know what your season looks like. You can plan holidays, you can plan trips, you can plan whatever you want. You know what your fixture calendar looks like. So definitely for the vast majority of the playing population, I think it has a good way and a good method. And it's hard to get everything perfect, isn't it?
It absolutely is, yeah. And as you say, if you're a club player, it means you can plan your year. A county player is slightly different. It's just you're consumed by football.
Yeah, you can plan your year, but I suppose it's consumed fully for the 12 months by football. But again, I think it's worth a trial, and it's worth a go, I think. And the big one, I suppose, from the inter-county player is you're not, how would you say, ever kind of falling out between them. In the past, before the two seasons were crossing over, and you were kind of felt like you were letting one down over the other. Well, this way, you're going straight from one to the other, and you're not letting anybody down, I suppose, as one you didn't want to have to do.
What about the new rules for Donegal? It's 3 out of 3, so it couldn't be going any better. From a personal point of view, what do you make of them? Is there anything that needs to be tweaked? I mean, is there any changes?
Yeah, it's interesting. The more we're seeing of them every week, I think the more everybody's having a different opinion or having a opinion, which I think is really good, being honest. I think everybody will welcome that. I know, being part of the FRC in the past, that's something that they welcome. I mean, they want people's views and opinions. They want spectators' views and opinions. They want players' views and opinions, managers, everybody's. I don't think anybody can, suppose, argue the case that scores seem to definitely be up. Now, I don't know that for definite. I don't know statistically if that is the case, but I get a sense and a feel from watching games, scores seem to be up. The game seems definitely, I don't know whether it's because I'm pushing on in age or not, but I haven't been on the last day, that the pace of the game seems to be a hell of a lot bigger. So I think those two pieces in general were areas that we wanted to try and get to as a whole Gaelic organisation as such, that type way, fans, players, management. And it's a small sample size we've looked at. Yeah, it's three games have gone in the league, but so far I think so good,
I think most spectators would say that it's improved games, it's improved football as a spectacle, it's easier to watch now.
Yeah, and that's the bit that was getting difficult, and that's the bit, I suppose, us as a whole organisation, and that's why I say us as an organisation, players, management, spectators, everybody alike, you know, we're maybe getting caught in the same old groundhog of, you know, games being slow, lethargic, lateral, side to side. With the odd sprinkling of really good games with the old rules too, but I think this is the rules now, I suppose, kind of encourage and force you in a way to play a little bit more direct, a little bit quicker, and a little bit more forward, and space can be found that wee little bit easier, I think, too, you know.
Well, definitely seemed to suit you on Sunday. As comebacks go, you couldn't have written the script any better.
I say a very small sample size, very early days yet. So it was good to get back in. Apprehensive, I suppose, about always getting back in. It's been that long since played football, but listen, the lads did really well. The younger lads there are just incredibly, you know, fit and focused, and it's been a great environment to get back in and around. I've got a lot of energy from them all, in terms of just seeing kind of, you know, you see it in a lot of them of when you were that age and how energetic and, you know, driven you were to make things happen. There's just so many numbers like that. We're blessed across the whole group at the moment, and you know, since being in there, I definitely have got good energy and good vibes from the whole lot of them, and they've helped me through the process and the transition, because it's been different getting back into it, you know.
There's been such a focus on the sending off, and well, the scores as well, but also the sending off. Is it really hard to remove yourself from all that noise and just stay focused?
Listen, you've only one way to do it, and that's what I do. Like, you know, you have so much training, focus on that every day. You focus on your routines and your whole method from week to week, and, you know, you get off your phone, you delete the social media apps, and you just get away from that way. But listen, it's hard. It's always difficult when you go into your work. You bump into people here today. That's the thing that people speaks about. But that's what we are. We're Gaelic footballers. We're living in the community. We're speaking to people in the community. Them things come up. But I suppose you understand it. It's great that people are speaking about it and have an interest in it. And that's the big thing that I've noticed in the last probably 12 months. You know, obviously with Jim McGuinness coming back, he has sparked a huge interest again within Donegal football. And the crowds in the last couple of games, I think, have really, you know, showcased that. You know, 12,000-13,000 at each of our home games. And, you know, it's brilliant people have that interest and have that opinion. And, you know, long may that last. I think it's healthy for GA and healthy for sport in the county in general, you know.
The buzz is back.
Yeah, the buzz is there. You could see it even last year. You know, I think in the run through the National League in Division 2 last year, the buzz was beginning to come back. The Ulster Championship one was absolutely fantastic. You know, getting back up to Croke Park again in the All-Ireland semi-final. So I think the buzz was, you know, was definitely building towards last year. And, you know, it's continued throughout the winter and into now, you know. But we know as a group, and you know, it's the thing that people don't want to hear. It's the thing I don't think you want to hear, but it's very early days yet. You know, it's three games into the league. There's another, still more than half of the league to play. There's four games, and Championship is right around the corner. So it's very, very early days yet. But all you can do is keep focusing and keep rattling on. The cliched things is the people things that they don't want to hear because they're boring, but that's the kind of headspace you need to live in as a player, and I suppose anybody as part of the group, because that's what helps you get into the places you need to get to, you know.
So it was Galway that ended the buzz last year, and they're up now on Sunday. So what's your thoughts on that?
Do you know what? It's great. Like, I suppose as a footballer when you're younger and as part of a team and a Donegal senior team, the first thing you want to start to do is you want to start kind of being able to perform, and then you want to be able to try and pitch your wits against the best teams in the country. Like, you know, without a shadow of a doubt. Like, you know, want to be playing the David Cliffords, you want to be playing the Shane Walshes, the Paul Conroys of this world, and seeing, you know, how does your team pit up against them, because that's at the end of the day what you're in it to do. So down in Salt Hill against the team that's got to All-Ireland over the last couple of years, reigning player of the year in Paul Conroy, you know, Shane Walsh, as I mentioned before, Pádraig Joyce, fantastic coach and manager. I know Salt Hill, I think the weather conditions have given fairly tricky at the weekend, so, but yeah. But listen, we're living in Ireland, we're used to the weather conditions in that way. So yeah, another brilliant opportunity. Get in, get boys pushing on. We've a lot of bodies back from injuries, the squad size is getting big, there's a lot of headaches, I'm sure, for the management in terms of getting teams picked. So the boys champing at the bit to get more and more minutes over the coming weeks ahead of Championship around the corner.